Friends, we have discussed about the hire purchase also. Now we are going to discuss about leasing, leasing finance, the reference of which was made while discussing the hire purchase scheme. Now let us understand in this chapter, and we will discuss about the concept of the lease finance considering some of the basic aspects such as the what is leasing, then history and development of leasing, then types of lease, then advantages of leasing, disadvantages of leasing, as well as accounting problem in leasing, and what could be the future of lease finance in India. With this, we will start our discussion, giving you the basic background of the leasing. As you know, as mentioned, in 1972, the hire purchase came into existence at the same time. Since 1973, leasing has also come into the existence officially. The, as far as leasing is concerned, leasing, or not only leasing is concerned, leasing, hire purchase, then consumer credit, investment banking, commercial banking, venture capital, insurance credit rating, bill discounting, then mutual funds, stock broking, house finance, vehicle finance, mortgage and car loans, factoring, among other things, the finance is required for these activities. And immediately, no one is having the finance so as to catering the need of the requirement of his own. Then various entities, that is why various entities has come up and they have evolved. And most of the time, other than the banks, non-banking financial companies has come up, as well as some merchant bankers are also came into the existence, which provides the financial services to the needy people in India in respect of these kind of activities. One of the main entity that offers the financial services in India is non-banking finance companies. These NBFCs are registered with the Reserve Bank of India and mainly perform the fund-based services to the consumer or customers. The fund-based services of NBFC, which includes the leasing, hire purchase, and other asset-based services, where the fee-based services of the NBFC includes the bill includes, sorry, bill discounting, as well as portfolio management and other advisory services. So, fund-based and non-fund-based services. Then, leasing was prevalent during an ancient Sumerian and Greek era or Greek civilization, where the leasing of land, agriculture implement and animal mines, as well as the ship, took place at the ancient time. Now, I am talking about the history of leasing. The practice of leasing came into being sometime in the latter half of the 19th century, where the railroad manufacturers in the US, resorted to the leasing is rail cars and the locomotives. So, manufacturing of the rails components, locomotives or rail cars is getting on the lease basis to the government by the manufacturer. The equipment leasing industry came into existence in 1973, exactly after the parliament passes the act of the hire purchase in 1972. When the first leasing company appropriately named as the first leasing, and the first company which came into existence in 1973 is a first leasing. This industry, however, remained relegated to the background until the early 80s, because the need for these industries was not strongly felt in the industry. The public sector financial institutions like IDBI, IFCI, ICICI and the State Financial Corporation, that is SFCs, provided the bulk to the term loan, and the commercial banks provide the working capital finance to the required by the manufacturer sectors, and which is relatively on the soft terms. The credit squeeze, which was announced by the Reserve Bank of India, which is coupled with the strict implementation of the Tandon and Chore Committee norms for the MPBF, that is Maximum Permissible Bank Finance, has for the working capital requirement of the manufacturer companies to divert the portion of its long-term fund requirement to some of the non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs. Now let us understand, after this history, now let us understand what is leasing means. The leasing is a financial services and it is a contractual service. And it is a contractual agreement where the owner, that is called lessor of equipment, transfers his right to use the equipment to the user, which is called as lessee, for agreed period in return of the rental. At the end of the lease period, the assets reverts to the lessor unless there is a provision for renewal of the contractor, there the provision for this transfer of ownership of lease. If there is any such provision for the transfer of ownership, the deal is treated as hire purchase. History and development of leasing. The concept of the financial leasing was pioneered in India in 1973. The first company was set up by Chidambaram Group in Chennai, that is Madras, in 1973. The company undertook the leasing of industrial equipment as its main activity. The 20th Century Leasing Company Limited came into existence in 1979. By 1981, four finance companies joined to the fray, and the performance of the First Leasing Company Limited and the 20th Century Leasing Company Limited motivated the others to enter into the leasing industry. In 1980s, the financial institution made an entry into the leasing business. Industrial Credit and Investment Corporation of India was the first All India financial institution to offer the leasing in 1983. Entry of commercial banks into the leasing was also facilitated by the amendment of the Banking Regulation 1949, Banking Regulation Act 1949. State Bank of India was the first commercial bank to set up the leasing subsidiary and State Bank of India Capital Market in October 1986. The Can Bank Financial Services, Bank of Baroda Financial Services, that is BOF Financial Services, then PNB Financial Services Limited, followed the suit one after another. Industrial Finance Corporation's Merchant Banking Division started financing the leasing companies as well as equipment leasing in the financial services era. Now, let us understand, after understanding the lease, let us understand the types of lease. Virtually, all the financial lease agreements fall into one of the four types of the lease financing, and a certain variation, with a certain variation of the elements of the lease and its classification into different types. Such elements are as follows. Those elements consist of the degree of ownership and risk and rewards of the transfer to the lessee, then number of parties which are involved, then location of the lessee and the equipment supplier, the lessor and the lessee. Here, the risk means the chance of technological obsolescence, and the reward, which refers to the cash flow generated from the use of equipment and the residual value of the equipment. Therefore, the types of lease are of four types, and one after another, which we are going to discuss the types of lease. First one is the capital lease. Now, what is this capital lease means and what are its characteristic features? The capital lease, this also called as a financial lease. A capital lease is a long-term agreement which is non-cancellable agreement. The lessee is obliged to pay a lease rental to till the expiry of the lease period. The period of the lease agreement is generally correspondence with the useful life of the assets concerned. Another important term is the financial lease is also known as full payout lease. and is a type of lease where the lessor transfers substantially all the risk and rewards which is related to the assets to the lessee. Generally, the ownership is transferred to the lessee at the end of the economic life of the asset. Lease term is spread over the major part of the asset life. Hence, a lessor is only a financier. An example of financial lease is a big industrial equipments. A long-term lease in which the lessee must be recorded the leased item as an assets on his or her balance sheet and record the present value of the lease payment as a debt. Additionally, the lessor must record the lease as a sale on his or her own balance sheet. A capital lease may be last for several years and is also not cancelable. It is treated as sale of tax purpose. Another type of lease is operating lease. Operating lease is a contrary to the capital lease, and the period of operating lease is shorter and it is often cancelable at the option of the lessee with prior notice to the lessee, to the lessor. Hence, operating lease is also called as the open-end lease agreement. The lease term is shorter than the economic life of the assets. So, residual life will always be available once the lease agreement is over or lease period is over. Thus, the lessor does not recover its investment during the first lease period. Some of the examples of the operating lease are leasing of copying machine, certain computer hardwares, word processors, automobiles. These are some of the examples of operating lease. In operating lease, risk and rewards are not transferred completely to the lessee by lessor. The term of the lease is very small as compared to the financial lease. These lessors, depending upon the how many different types of leases for recovering of his cost. Ownership along with its risk and rewards lies with the lessor only and not passed on to the lessee. Here, a lessor is not only acting as a financier, but he is also acting as his providers of additional services as required in the course of the using the assets of the equipment by lessee. An example of an operating lease is a music system leased out on rent with a respective technicians. Operating lease is a short term and the cancelable by the lessee. It is also called as open-end lease agreement. Anytime it can be cancelled. So, in case of financial lease, the risk of equipment obsolescence is shifted to the lessee rather than one lessor. The reason is that it's a long-term and non-cancellable lease agreement. Hence, the lessee is required to make a rental payment even after obsolescence of the equipment. Even though equipment is not functioning, lessee has to make a payment to the lessor. On the other hand, it is said that the operating lease, the risk of loss of the shift from risk of loss is shifted from the lessee to the lessor, and this reasoning is not correct, because if the lessor is concerned about the possible obsolescence, he will certainly compensate for his risk by charging higher lease rent. As a matter of fact, it is more or less war of wits only. Third type of lease financing is sell and lease back. Sell and lease back. As the name indicates, it's a sub part of the finances, finance lease. Under the sale and lease back arrangement, a firm sells the assets to another party who in turn leases it back to the firm again. The assets is usually sold at the market value, which is available on particular day of the sale. And the firm thus receives the sale price in a cash on one hand and the economic use of the assets sold on the other hand. Yes, the firm is obliged to make the periodic rental payments to the leaser. Sale and the leaseback arrangement is beneficial for both the leaser as well as the lessee. While the former gets the tax benefit, whereas latter is getting the depreciation benefit. In fact, such arrangement is popular with the companies which are facing the short-term liquidity of the funds. However, under this arrangement, the assets are not physically exchanged, but it all happens in records only. This is nothing but a paper transaction. Sale and leaseback transaction is suitable for those assets which are not subjected to the depreciation but appreciation. Says, for example, it is a land. Land cannot be transferred from one place to another place. But the deal is happening. That means the asset is not moving from one place to another place. But deal happens. It is given on the lease. Lessee can use it. And as soon as the agreement is over, the name, as far as agreement is concerned, it getting the risk is or ownership is getting shifted back to the lessor. Now, the fourth type of the lease is leveraged leasing. What is leveraged leasing? A special form of the leasing that has becoming a very popular in recent years. This is known as leveraged leasing, and this is popular in the financing of the big ticket assets such as aircraft, oil rigs and railway equipment. Here, in contrast to the earlier mentioned three types of leasing, there are three parties involved in case of the leveraged leasing. In respect of the earlier three leases what we have seen, there are only two parties, but here there are three parties, and these are lessee, lessor and the lender. Lender is a new entity which has come in existence into the leveraged leasing. Leveraged lease has three parties: lessor, lessee and the financier or the lender. Equity is arranged by the lessor and debt is financed by the lender or financier. This is what the little bit difference is. Here, there is a direct connection of the lender with the lessee, and in case of default by the lessor, the lender is also entitled to receive the money from the lessee. Such transactions are generally routed through the trustee because it is a big ticket deal. Leveraged leasing can be defined as lease arrangement in which the lessor provides an equity portion, say 25% of the leased assets cost, and the third party lender provided that the balance of the third party lender provides balance financing. The lessor is the owner of assets that entitled to depreciation allowance which is associated with the assets. Leases are classified into different type, that is based on the variation in elements of the lease. Very popularly heard lease are the financial lease and operating lease. Apart from these, there are sale and lease back as well as it's a direct lease, single investor lease and leverage lease, and the domestic and international lease are some of the small types of the lease in the leasing market. A lease is a very important financing options for an entrepreneur with no inadequate money for financing the initial investment which is required for the plant and machinery which is required for the purpose of day-to-day use of the manufacturing companies. In a lease, the lessor finances the assets or equipments, and the lessee uses its exchange and the fixed lease rentals. In other words, lease financing is an arrangement where the lessee who requires the equipment or machinery get the finance from the lessor for the agreed rental payment. So, and such kind of lease is called as a finance lease. There are many such arrangements that has been, hence there are many types of the lease are also there. Let us have a look at the different kind of lease, that is sale and lease back and direct lease. In the arrangement of the sale and the lease back, the lease sale, the lessee sells his assets or equipment to the lessor, that is financer, with an advanced agreement of lease back to the lessee for fixed lease rental for per period. It is exercised by the entrepreneur when he wants to free his money invested in the equipment or assets to utilize it as whatsoever place for any reason. So, just considering the liquidity of the funds, this kind of lease came into existence. On the other hand, the direct lease is a simple lease where the assets is either owned by the lessor or he acquires it. In the former case, the lessor and the equipment supplier are one and the same. That means he is a manufacturer and he is leaser also. In the bipartite lease, there are two parties. Whereas in case of the latter case, there are three different parties. That is equipment supplier, lessor and lessee, and it is called as tripartite lease. Here, equipment supplier and the lessor are two different parties. Single investor lease. In a single investor lease, there are two parties, lessor and lessee. The lessor arranges the money to finance the assets by way of equity or by creating the debt. The lender is entitled to recover the money from the lessor and only from the lessor and not from the lessee in case of default by the lessor, and the lessee is entitled to pay the lease rentals only to the lessor and not to the manufacturer supplier. Domestic and international lease. When all the parties to the lease agreement resides in the same country, it is called as a domestic lease. In case of international lease, it is of two types, which is import lease and second one is cross-border lease. What is import lease? When lessor and lessee resides in the same country and the equipment supplier stays in the different country, then in that case, the lease arrangement is called as import lease, because equipment is physically required to be bring into the country of residence of lessor and lessee. When the lessor and lessee are residing in the two different countries, and no matter where the equipment supplier is, The lease is called as a cross-border lease. Leasing is become a preferred solution to resolve the fixed asset requirement versus purchasing of the assets. While evaluating this investment, it is essential for the owner of the capital to understand whether the leasing would be yielding the better return or the capital or not. That needs to be checked. Let us have a look at the leasing advantages and disadvantages. Advantages of the leasing. Leasing are spread out over several years because it is a long term. Hence, savings the burden of one-time significant cash outflow or payment. This helps a business to maintain a steady cash flow profile. Quality assets. While leasing an asset, the ownership of the asset, the still lies with the lessor, whereas the lessee is just paying the lease rentals. Given this agreement, it becomes possible for the business to invest in the good quality of assets which might be unaffordable or expensive otherwise. Better uses of the capital. Given that the company chooses to lease over investing into the assets by purchasing, it releases the capital for the business to invest in some other ventures or to some other capital need. What is tax benefit? The leasing expenses or the lease payments are considered as an operating expenses and hence of interest or tax are deductible. This is an off-balance sheet debt. Though the lease expenses get the same treatment as that of the interest expenses, the lease itself is treated as differently from the debt. So, the leasing is classified as an off-balance sheet item and it does not appear on company's balance sheet. Better planning is also required because the lease expenses usually remain the constant for over the asset's life or lease tenure or grow in line with the inflation also. This helps in planning the expenses or cash outflow when undertaking the budgeting exercise. It is also a low capital expenditure because leasing is an ideal option for newly set up business where there is a scarcity of the funds. Therefore, given that, it means the lower initial cost and the lower capex requirements need is fulfilled of the company. Further, there is no risk or obsolescence. For business operating in the sectors where there is a high risk of technology becoming obsolete, leasing yields a great return and saves the business from the risk of investing into the technology that might soon become an outdated. For example, it is ideal for technological business. Termination rights. At the end of the leasing, the lessee holds the right to buy the property or assets and terminate the leasing contract. This is providing the flexibility to the business. Of course, it depends all upon the cash flow. Now, let us understand some of the disadvantages of the leasing also. First disadvantage is lease expenses. Lease payments are treated as an expenses rather than the equity payment towards an assets. Number two is a limited financial benefit it has. If paying lease payment towards the land, the business cannot benefit from any appreciation in the value of the land. The long-term lease agreement also remains the burden on the business, as the agreement is locked and it will be again expenses for the several years. In case when the use of assets does not serve the requirement after some years, lazy payments become a burden. So it will be the highly expensive. Then reduce the return for equity holders. This is also another disadvantage. Given that the lease expenses reduces the net income without any appreciation in the value, that means limited return or reduced return for the equity shareholders. In such a cases, the objective of the wealth maximization of the shareholders is not getting achieved. That is one of the drawback of or disadvantage of leasing. As far as debt is concerned, although the lease does not appear to be on the balance sheet of the company, the investors still consider the long-term lease as a debt and adjust their valuation of the business to include as a lease. Limited access to the other loan, because again, borrowing chances for other requirement is getting little bit complicated. That is also another disadvantage. Given that the investor treat the long-term lease as a debt, it might become difficult for the business to tap the capital market and raise the further loan or other forms of the debt from the market. Another drawback is processing and documentation. Overall, to enter into the lease agreement, which is a complex process and it requires thorough documentation and the proper examination of the assets that is being leased out. Another drawback is no ownership. At the end of the leasing period, the lessee does not end up becoming the owner of the assets, though quite a good sum payment is being done over the years towards this asset. Next drawback is maintenance of assets. What happens in that? The lessee remains responsible for maintenance and the proper operation of the assets is being leased. Another drawback is limited tax benefit. That is because for a new startup, the tax expenses is likely to be minimal. And in these circumstances, there is no added tax advantage that can be derived from leasing expenses. Let us understand some of the problems that leasing industry is facing in respect of accounting. Indian leasing companies are following the varieties of the lease accounting practices. Leases neither show the leased assets on their asset side, nor the future lease rentals, which are the obligations under the liabilities. Therefore, the lease transaction seems to be an off-balance sheet transaction. Lessor shows the leased asset as owned assets in their balance sheet, even though they lose the economic possession of the assets by making the finance lease. The first flaw in reporting the lease income in the financial statement, it is evident from the examination of the books that the accounting practices of the various leasing companies have been far from the uniform and consistent. The leasing companies are not amortizing their values of their leased assets during the primary lease period, that is period in which the leasing companies recovered more than 95%, of their assets value. And instead of amortizing the full equipment cost, the leasing companies are debiting the small part of the leased assets cost by way of straight line depreciation in the books of the account. That is not correct. The depreciation, it has to be amortized irrespective of the period of lease. The depreciation is being shown for more than 8 years, even though there would not be any income through the assets. Why unnecessary to show it? That is the flaw in accounting. Hence, in such a cases, the basic accounting concept of the matching the cost of the revenue is totally ignored. The second flaw in accounting is showing the leased assets in a balance sheet. Different leasing companies have adopted a variety of methods, and there is no consistency in the presentation of the account. It is interesting to note that the method of providing the depreciation is also different from that of the owner assets. Leasing companies are following the written down value method of depreciation for owned assets and straight line method for leasing the assets. The recent amendment of the Companies Act 1956 ensures that all the companies, including the leasing companies, should follow the accrual system of accounting. And this will cause unnecessary hardship to the leasing companies also. That is what the view is. However, there is a disagreement in the treatment of depreciation allowances and the possession of the assets under the Income Tax Act 1961 and the Indian Companies Act 1956. There is thus a strong discontentment among the leasing companies regarding the accounting treatment in their financial statements. With this discussion, let us conclude our discussion thinking that what would be the future of lease financing in India? Lease financing in India has come a long way, but the journey so far is not from over. No doubt, leasing has grown by leap and bounds in the 80s, but estimated that hardly 1% of the industrial investment in India is covered by the lease finance, as against a 40% which is achieved in USA, 30% in UK and 10% in Japan. We are far behind in the leasing. Further, the prospects of the leasing in India are good due to growing investment need and the scarcity of the funds with the public financial institutions. Another point is that it is growing very popularly, and there is no denying that the leasing business has good prospects in India. At the same time, there are certain difficulties or challenges before the leasing industry to overcome. At present, the leasing industry is growing in almost a regulatory vacuum, but the regulations of these companies is necessary not only to protect the funds of the public and the banks, but also to place a leasing industry on sound footing, and these are found urgently wanting. The present era is known as survival of the fittest. So is the leasing industry also. With the consent of or with the assent of the specialization as key to the success, it is highly time for the leasing industry also to reorient itself to very niche of the market and lay its sole emphasis on market responsiveness. This is what is called the professional outlook. Last but not means the least, the past success does not guarantee the future prosperity. Growth and the success in the leasing business requires well-planned marketing efforts in identifying a suitable and realistic lease proposal, and also the properly educating the clients on the pros and cons of leasing and modalities of the lease agreement. In the final analysis, like in the product marketing, it is here also the total consumer, that is clientele satisfaction, is the most important, which should become the core focus of the concern and attention of the leasing industry to grow in future. Thank you very much for this. After discussing with this leasing, we have almost compared and discussed and also come to the conclusion to understand the difference between hire purchase and leasing. Thank you.